deeper meaning of Kiddush.
Then you say Vayichulu in Kiddush. 70 words in Kiddush.
This is night or day?
This is the night Kiddush. 70 words. I am. So we said there's two Yud K. Yud Vav Dalet, He Yud. And another Yud Vav Dalet, He Yud. Right? So Yud Vav Dalet is 20, He Yud is 15, Yud Vav Dalet is another 20, and He Yud is another 15. Like we said, we're trying to connect the Kibbutz and Tzur Elamim. How Hashem created this world with the Hey, the next world with the Yud. We want to connect these different aspects. We want to start to live in this world. We want to start to live in this world in Gan Eden. I don't want to live. Like, so again, like I said before, from the Nachman Nosson Bachfoyo, he said, coming to Kelim on Shabbos is like Gan Eden in this world. The Alter Kelim says, and that's what he was saying really, it's so true. He says, you know, there's Gan Eden and Gehenna in this world. He said, if you're angry with your friend, if you're suspicious and upset at other people, you're in Gehenna. You're in Gehenna. You're a miskin, it's a pity, you deserve to be pitied. Nebuch, he's sitting there ruminating, who this, he that, he, take it easy, remember Hashem, look at the good of other people. He said, if you're not, if you're happy with other people, then you're good. So, so sometimes a person catapults himself in Gehenna. He didn't answer my phone calls, he wanted to answer my phone calls. Who cares? Talk about Hashem, it's okay.
Isn't it also whether in Bruce Sports or Eretz Israel?
Yes, Eretz Israel has potential to, as we get in the end, we get a special pleasantness here. But nevertheless, it's not so easy to really access this. Sometimes Eretz Israel, it's very interesting, and Nachman says, because there's an emos here, sometimes it's harder. You come to Israel, it's even harder to really, really get to the, because when you have a pleasantness, you're in the extra soil, you're afforded a very special level of being able to get ishvata, serenity, and happiness. So all of the bad, hard things that need to be fixed come to you and they say, help me, fix me, help me out. But you get hit with like thunderbolts. You're like, what do I do now? And you think, out of Israel was much easier and better. It was just easier. It was light. It was, I don't know, you come to Israel, I'm just, you're suffering. What's going on here? This problem, that problem, another problem. It's like, I can't handle this. But that's, Rebbe Nachman says, that is a direct symptom of the Ne'imos. He says, the higher you are, the more you can fix and the harder it is. He said, that's why Rebbe Nachman, just by the skin of his teeth, made it here. Baal Shem Tov didn't, the Vilna Gaon didn't. They tried, it didn't work. So it's very hard to get here if you can really fix, because then all the Klippot don't let you in. And when you get in, they come to get fixed.
But when you, the difference between here and here, and with Sparks, it's just looks like, Gehenna and heaven.
You're right.
You're right. You can literally feel the difference.
You're right. But we'll meet a lot of people, especially if you talk to people who did Aliyah, whatever it was, they say, this place is inexplicable. I just can't fathom this place. I don't know what it is. I feel like I'm just held back. I feel like this. I feel like that. It was easier in America in a certain way. It was easier in Australia in a certain way. You just like Zoraim as it were. It just flowed somehow. And here it's like, you confront it with things. I don't know what it is. You say, no, that's because. That's what Nelson says. It's the opposite of what you think. Because it shows it's acquired with suffering. So when you have these holdings, when you have the nemus, when you have the pleasantness, they come after you. And they say, help us. And you have to help. It's not so simple here. You have a lot of potential. Remember, came to Pekin near Meron. He said, that's it. I'm bringing Mashiach. Take a minion here. We all have in mind the right thing. So we'll bring Mashiach. And he saw something and said, you better get out of here or I will kill all of you. I will kill all of you. And he saw a spiritual thing. He said, we're not letting you do any Googling. If you're insisting, it's not a problem. We have a way of dealing with you. We're just going to bump you all off. Don't even stay for Shabbat. Just get out of here. Scram. And he had to leave. He said, I'm going to make, I'll just send you all with a sickness. You're going to die. It's not simple. You have a lot of potential. Remember me from the tips. It's a very, very big challenge here. It's not so easy. It's harder for a lot of people. Okay. Even though it's easier to really get to Gan Eden.
Isn't there three things that is making all of Israel is one of three things. One is
Torah,
the world to come, and Torah, and
that's it. Those three.
There's Israel. Yep. And so if you know that beforehand, you can ways to prepare yourself.
You can try, but when they give you a suit, they take away your understanding. That's the problem. You can try your best.
You go to the field.
Yes, that's what you need to do, absolutely. But it shouldn't be surprising. Prisoners didn't say, I don't get it. Eretz Yisrael's got it. And it's only once you get into the essence of Eretz Yisrael. It ain't easy.
Oh, yeah.
Takes time and patience. And we have time and patience, that's all. So that's the first thing. Yud-K. You want to be in Gehenna, not in Gehenna. When you're angry at other people, you're in Gehenna. When you're, this is bad, that's bad, other things bad, you're in Gehenna. You don't have to stay in Gehenna. So that's the first thing. That's 70. 20 plus 15 times 2 is 70. That's a Yud-K. He said the first element, the Yud-K, when you picked up the coast and everything, 70 is wine. That's also the Yud-K, Yud-K, Yud-Dal, Yud, twice. He said the first time I did that, so that first time when I did that, that was an action, I said. Now it's in speech. Now we say these 70 words.
Well, the action was picking it up.
And the wine, yayin, ayin, is yayin. The wine is also 70. Yud of Dalet Hey Yud times 2. I'm going to say Keyu. Yud of Dalet Hey Yud times 2. So this is speech is surrounding life. So it comes out. You say, and that creates a makif to the mochin of the malchus. It's the beginning of, we were just speaking about this. My mentality when I'm at my low point, I want to create a protection for the little I can hold on to when I'm having a hard time. It might just be, don't escape. Don't turn on the TV. It's hard, okay, deal with the emotions, go to the field. Don't turn on the TV. It's not going to help you. I don't do anything. It's not going to achieve it. So this is the beginning of what I do when I say these 70 words. Kiddush, I'm creating a makif for the mochin of the nukh, for this beginning of the malchus. I'm creating a makif for this, creating a surrounding light, and it's going to shine in and give everything I need to have. So that when I have whatever test I have, I can hold on to at least a little bit I have. Don't lose that. The surrounding light. That's why Yom HaShishi is Yud K. It's a third Yud K. It's a Das. Vayichru starts 35 words, and the Kiddush from Baruch is 35 words. That's a two Yud K, which is Chochma and Bina. So again, this Bechena, now we're bringing in enough. Chochma again is this deep serenity with Hashem, and Bina is a fiery heart. Fire. Person, both of these levels are acting above nature. The person is not in a natural place. He's somewhere else. He sees everything as Hashem's plan. He's at least ignited, and also he just a deep tranquility, everything good. So that has to trickle down and reach his malchus. Reach the malchus. Reach where I'm weakest, where it's hard for me, and say, no, I'm still going to hold on. I don't have to be quite so angry. I don't have to escape in not in my TV and not in my resentments. Resentments are also a way of escaping and not dealing with the feelings of inadequacy and hardship or whatever else. Yeah, but all I'm doing is putting myself in Gehenna. When I'm angry at someone else, I'm in Gehenna. Why? Whatever for? So that's what Kiddush is. 70 words of Kiddush, 2 times Yud K. You write Yud K as Yud Vav Dal is Yud. Hey, Yud is K here. So you have Yud is 10. Vav and Dal is 6 plus 4 is another 10. Hey and Yud is 5 and 10, 15. 15 plus 20, right, is 35. You do that twice. The first one is Chochmah, and the second one is Bina. And again, we're bringing in the Chochmah, Bina, Yud, K, is this world and the next world. Bringing this all in to be in the Eden here. So that even when I'm weak, my weakest part, I want to, weakest spots, I want to pick them up a little. You don't have to be, I don't have to, the next week, less anger, less upset, less resentment, less Gehenna, more Gehenna. It's totally up to me. It's very strange. you would expect that a person, you know, the Hamas threatened, they're going to open the gates of Gehenna on us, right? This is the fourth or fifth time that they've been threatening this over the years, I think. But we don't have to open for ourselves. They can't open for us. They can just threaten. Like empty, very empty, as it happens, threats. But we open on ourselves. I get upset. And I'm like, why? So now is the time, kissing time, this yayin, ayin, first of all, you put the yayin in, it's also 70, 35, 35. Yud vav dalet, hey, and then yud, chachma, yud vav dalet, hey, and yud, serenity, fire, bitas liba, heart for Hashem. That's my wine pouring in the Kiddush. In the coast we say it's peh. Coast is 86, it's Elohim, it's nature, peh, my mouth, how I speak, where I am, how I say good words, in good way, in a bad words, whatever, it's up to me. Peh, coast, that's what I'm doing. That's maaseh. Now dibur is makif. Not only do I bring in the light, I surround, I have a surrounding light on this element, on my lower state, so that I'm able to hold on to the new level. I want to be on a new level this week. After I make Kiddush, I want to be on a new level. Friday night Jesus takes me in a totally new place. I don't want to go back down. I want to be sanctified because of the Kiddush and be changed. That's what we're doing in Kiddush. That's what we've seen until now. Yud K, Yud of Dalet Hey, twice, and then another Yud K for Das. Das is applied. Applying it 100% in the Malchus, in my lowest places, I can't do it. You only have the Yud without spelling it out. Yud of Dalet Hey, Yud means it's got an or. It's got a din, it's got a ches, it's a bigger or. Just Yud K is less of an or. It's less revealed. And that's Das. Das is not so easy to do. You also, that's when you say Yom HaShishi. Those are extra two words. Yom HaShishi is Yom Yud, HaShishi is the Hey. So that's bringing the Das Yud K. But then you have two other Yud K. Yud Vavdalet Hey Yud is Chochma, Bitl, multiplication of Hashem. It's all Hashem. He doesn't just with Hashem. And then Yud Vavdalet K Yud is Bina, is the person's heart is on fire for Hashem. That's what I'm accessing. And that's supposed to, in the Maisa, when I pour in this Yayin, which is 70, Nun plus Yud, Yud is 10. So 10, 10, and 50 is Nun. It's 70. So that's 70, that's again 35, 20 plus 15, 20 plus 15, Yud Vav Dalet is 20, right? Yud is 10, Vav Dalet is another 10, 64, and then Hey and Yud is 15, 10, 5, you do that twice, so that's 70, 35 plus 35 is 70, so when I pour the wine out, I'm asking the first, the coast is Chav Vav Samech, Samech is 60, Chav is 20, Vav is 6, that's Gematria Elohim, and Gematria Peh, Peh is 85. It's the same with one kol, with one or. I'm sanctifying my mouth. I'm sanctifying what I do with. It's also hateva. I deal with the nature. I'm sanctifying all this with the pouring the wine in the cup. And then I'm reaching the lowest part of me. I'm putting in a new understanding. Then I protect that with my words. That's the 70 words of Kiddush. Yud Kei, the das is hard to bring in. But then at least Chacham Bina, it has to affect and change me, and that affecting and changing has to be held under, protected, surrounded. That's not good. Surrounding light that protects it. And I'm a different person. I want to be a different person. I want to be angry next week less. I want to be more able to deal with the Chovim that come after me because I have the ability to connect to the pleasantness of Eretz Yisrael. I want to be a different person. I don't want to be the same person. 70 was a kid, which is these 70 Oros. It overcomes 70 nations. 70 illuminations, it overcomes 70 nations. 70 nations, they all have their good, and they all have their not so good. And I have to get rid of the not so good from 70 nations within me.
So, when Hamas says we're going to open up the gates of hell,
huh?
And you've already been through hell, Hotel California,
uh-huh.
The homosexuality, and everything else, the negative,
uh-huh.
You know, it's like, okay, bring it on. We've already been there.
Oh, Shem Yilachem. It's true. I mean, the truth is they can't really do anything. That's what's so frustrating for them. Very frustrating. I'm sure they're very upset. Risking their lives, shooting these missiles, and they can't get one person. Nobody. They say it's not, I mean, it's very expensive, this Iron Dome, but they say they're 90% success. The ones they leave are the ones that are going to hit a field anyway. That's what they say. So, like, for every 10 rockets, you have only a chance with maybe one. Maybe.
It is not the Iron Dome that's...
Oh, for sure not. It.
It's the Angels baseball team.
100%. No, but even the Iron Dome is the guy who made up the goal. He was crazy. He said, you need a psychological analysis. You need to go to a psychiatrist. You're adding one.
Well, the guys that developed the ABM system, They actually developed it first with a game called Missile Command. Back in the 80s to prove that Star Wars will not work. I mean, mathematically, Star Wars will not work, and Iron Dome is simply a variation on Star Wars.
How does it work?
It's not, there's a difference between theory and practice.
Yeah.
And, you know, once you get to level 5 in Missile Command, you realize that you're overwhelmed. And the whole point of Missile Command is to overwhelm your opponent. And it can only hit so many missiles at a time. So all you go do is overwhelm the system. I mean, Hamas hasn't even started firing 100 at a time, let alone 1,000 at a time. I mean, they have, 200,000 missiles?
Oi.
You know, this is simply a wake-up. As Ralph says, Hamas is simply the stick, and
did
we
really have
that
many?
Huh? I said there's a lot. I don't know how many. It's supposed to be an awful lot. They're supposed to have a lot. They're supposed to have a lot.
Because also a roof ship.
Any mosque, any house, any school, any hospital. What's the problem?
That's what's not good stuff.
Huh?
Also, the
soccer. We did 30 tons of missiles, including children's schools. That's my unit. We took out 30 tons.
They put in soccer.
The bombs that he put in the kids' schools.
Right.
Unbelievable.
And hospitals. The leadership is hiding in the basement of a hospital right now, knowing that we would never bomb a hospital.
I think it was 100 trucks. Those big dump trucks? 100.
Wow.
I don't know how many that is in tons. It's a lot more than. It's a lot. It was a lot. It was like 300 tons. I don't know. It was a tremendous amount. It's a big depot. Dump it all into it. And someone decided to start a fire over it and started launching it.
Yep, they're just a wake up call, like the manager says. Like the dog, the stupid dog, thinks the stick hit him. That's what I say to say. Human has to figure out this. Huh?
Has Bala had a lot?
Oh, yeah.
They're supposed to also have a lot. Maybe they're the ones with 200.
I mean, they're being supplied by the Iranians, by the Chinese, by the Russians. By the North Koreans, by the Americans.
The funny thing is they have a worse enemy than us.
Mm-hmm. There's a news item which I'm not quite sure why they have it on. They say
they have a worse enemy than us. Is ISIS, the Islamic Caliphate.
Yeah.
Those guys want to kill all Hezbollah. All Shias, they want to kill them all. So they said before they can come and get us, they're going to go get them first. So they're going and wiping out. It's wiping out whole mosques. They just destroyed Jonah's tomb yesterday.
Yeah.
Really?
They captured a university which happened to have 40 kilos of uranium.
Oh, wow.
Now, you know what that can do.
How do they do that? How do they get a hold of that?
Good question. The source is normally accurate, so either it's going to be a false flag.
No, they're going to send a special unit to track for that. They don't let terrorists have uranium.
I hope not. Not too clever.
If it is true, and they've had it for a while, it could be a false flag for God knows what. Or it could be fun time.
Well, when the nuclear reactor got captured by the poor people of Iraq, they went through and were stealing everything they could. So we only had 500 guys to secure the main areas that we didn't want the thieves to steal. So we took and we guarded, secured electrical grid, the water grid, and certain companies that were pro-American. All the French companies, we let the...
Oh, boy.
And all the German companies, they took everything in the stock, everything in the building, lights, electrical cords, everything was completely stripped within a week.
the whole warehouse and everything in it. And then they went to the nuclear power plant and stripped it clean because it wasn't working at the time. That bomb. But there was uranium in there and plutonium in there. So what did they do with it? They had stolen it. And we later on found, we got reports that there was kids and people having huge, like, massive tumors all started forming on their bodies. No. They didn't know where it was coming from. And we sent in one of my friends, a special chemical officer, they sent in a special unit, and there we go, radioactive finding. Sure enough, they found blue plutonium, the real McCoy. They had it in their houses. They had stolen it and were keeping it under their bed and sleeping with it.
Very, very.
Oh, that's not fun.
So, yeah, like, no, it was terrible. The whole area was contaminated with high level radiation. And my friends, a lot of them got sick from it because they had to guard it.
No,
they weren't. They didn't have protective suits on.
Wow. Unbelievable.
But this is what happens when it went crazy like that. Saddam released all the prisoners, 100,000 hardened criminals were released in the general population. We're talking murderers, crazy convicts were released into the population. And so they just went around murdering and stealing, and then just like the whole place went off within a couple weeks.
And so the same thing's happening now.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be fun.
Yep. But the problem is that this group is very well organized. They're dangerous. They're going through and wiping out all everything.
And they captured all the American equipment?
Yeah, they have 100 armored personnel carriers. And they're going in three columns, and I read about it the other day. They're going in three columns and attacking Baghdad in three different locations, and the Iraqi army is not set up to fire.
And of course, they have all the American Stinger missiles.
Yeah,
could you imagine what the PA would do with those here?
They wouldn't do it. Those guys wouldn't do it.
Also, I hear that they're coming through the Mexican border.
Yeah, that's been going on for a while, though.
Yeah, we had a major problem in California with arson.
Yeah.
You know, when I was there, and that was...
The issue is this. This is what's going to happen. And probably within a few weeks, you're going to see Iran roll in the back of all of Iran.
Yeah.
The other option is Saudi Arabia rolling in the back end, but I don't see that happening. Because
no.
You don't have little billionaires riding on tanks attacking people.
Well, the MSIS is against Iran.
Oh yeah, the Iran is Shia.
Oh, perfect.
Exactly.
Same. Good. Okay, fine. That's fine.
So you have the Sunni extremists who are anti-anything.
That's actually good news.
Yeah. They're going to just wipe each other out.
Excellent.
And then they're going after the U.S.
Well, if there's anything left of them, I don't know. So you have a lot of interesting...
I mean,
you can see Iran come in and have to fight. They have to fight. They already did. They already set up a command control center. They're already there right now.
Because you already have...
They sent in 50,000 special forces from Iran already.
You already have the ISIS, ISIS in California. And Michigan. Because you had Sunni fighters.
It's just a matter of time.
Yeah, I mean, we had a major problem in California up the one.
The reality is, if you look at the first war, the last war has to be like the first war. So all the players are in the very first war in Sana'a, which was Al-Aminu's fought with to get Lot back. And it was forget how many kings were involved, but that war has to replay at the end.
Mm-hmm.
So you have the Prince of Persia. You have Saudi Arabia. You have all the players playing right now.
They take each other's way. That's perfect.
The same location.
That's perfect. That's mamish. Yes.
So the only thing we have to do
Shubha.
Is that encourage people to make Aliyah and sit back.
Yeah.
all of the terrorists are now coming out of Europe and going into Syria and fighting.
Same thing with America. All the terrorists in America are, besides burning the place down to the ground, which is unfortunate. I mean, there's nothing like seeing mile after mile after mile of just totally burnt forest.
Sorry. Shem Yazor, Rich Shabbos, thank you so much.